No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. All right, RV Tom is on deck, by the way. He's going to join us here in just a bit. But to kick off today's edition of the big show, we have a special guest. Carson is his name, from wearworthy.com. And, well, Dennis, first, I'll let you kind of set this up a little bit. How do you come across Carson's work online and stuff?
Well, largely, I came across Carson through YouTube and, you know, partially through Instagram. But Carson's made a big splash on YouTube when he started documenting building a Zenith CH-750.
Yeah.
And now he's decided to do it again because, you know, nobody can ever just build one airplane. But this time, he's not building it for himself. He's building it to give away to one of us.
Oh, well, okay.
So I already got it shipping. He's got my shipping address, so, you know.
Gotcha.
I got this covered.
Carson, welcome to Just Plain Radio. And I guess, first off, how do I brown nose accordingly so we get this aircraft from you?
Well, I don't want to go to jail, so okay. I can't just hand it. But, you know.
It's always a caveat. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, guys. No, I super appreciate you letting me come on the show. I think, honestly, I've been so passionate and becoming like hyper obsessed with kit aviation and just general aviation, and, you know, just the ability to fly and build your own wings is kind of made me addicted into the process of, you know, how can I build more planes? And, you know, I think the next best step was, well, I've built my own. Why don't I start building them for other people?
Well, there you go. And you just started plane number two just a few weeks ago. And you hope to have it complete by Air Venture. Is that the plan? And then what will you give it away then? Or how does the plan work here exactly?
Yeah. So just so for some like backstory and context, I originally started Wearworthy as a flight bag and wearables company. I started making content, posting on social media. And, you know, I made a lot of comedy content and things along those lines. And it was fun. And, it performed pretty well. But then I decided I wanted to build a plane. And I announced my Zenith CH-750 Super Duty build, which became incredibly successful almost overnight. We built that over the course of 2.5 years. And in that time, that build did over 150 million views on social media.
Wow.
An absolutely substantial amount of views. And so that, and growing my channel up to, between all the social channels, a combined 1.2 million followers. So it became very successful very fast. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I was like, you know, I wonder if I could leverage that channel to continue to make content and give my followers a chance to win the plane. So now I'm building a Zenith CH-701. The goal from this build series, because I document it and show it off, it's not just a giveaway, it's actually a whole content series, is I'm going to try to show people how they can affordably build an aircraft, how they can get into aviation, how you don't have to spend $500,000 to get a good plane. You can build a brand new one. I'm going to try to do it for less than $60,000.
What?
So,
really?
And yeah.
Oh, wow.
And this plane, it'll be super capable. It'll be able to fly two people, climb 750 feet a minute, go land in the backcountry, land in 100 feet or less. Like it'll be able to do a lot of amazing things. But in the end, I will also, thanks to my friends at Diamond Doors, which you had Tim on the other day, they're going to, they said they'd come in and they'd pay $15,000 towards whoever won, he'd pay towards their pilot certificate.
How about that? That's pretty sweet. Yeah. So you're leveraging all these contacts you've made through your the success of your YouTube channel, and now you're giving back a little bit, it sounds like to me. You think?
Yeah, that's the goal. I mean, at the same time, of course, I also have to make money to pay to be able to do all this stuff. But That's kind of where, you know, it doesn't cost to enter to win. You can essentially mail in an entry and it's equivalent to a $50 purchase on my website. But at the same time, if you want like a really fun shirt or a flight bag or a polo, you can get that product and then also get entries to win the aircraft. So It does help, of course, fund things. I don't want to be like, oh, I'm out of the goodness of my heart. You know, I'm definitely, you know, going to make money doing this, but at the same time, it just enables me to continue to make cool things for aviation and make fun content.
Well, absolutely. You got to make a buck and no one can slight you for that. And by the way, it's wearworthy.com, wearworthy.com. And some of the merch you got up there is pretty cool. I mean, you definitely got the pilot vibe, you know, with the attitude and the whole thing. So there's some pretty sweet stuff. But you said the first plane that you built took you 2.5 years. This one you hope to have complete by Air Venture. So it's obviously you've kind of learned along the way that makes it faster. Or have you recruited an entire team to help you with this latest build? What do you think?
So I hired my first employee, so that's going to help a lot. He actually helped me with the last 250 hours of the Super Duty. But I definitely learned a lot building my first aircraft. And the Zenith kits, Zenith just released the new 701 kit, which is pretty much all match hole drilled. So it's like, you know, adult Legos. So you put the holes together, you throw rivets in. It's very simple and straightforward. Between that, doing it full time, having another person, I'm really confident we can get through it. And then my previous plane, I also put a Lycoming IL-390 on the aircraft, which had never been done on a Zenith before. So we were trying new things, and every builder knows that the second you deviate from the plans, get ready to add 100 or 200 hours. And we did several deviations, which made it, you know, turned it into a 1200 hour build. Whereas I think this one we can have done, if we follow those plans, pretty straightforward, we'll have it done in maybe 500 hours.
Yeah. Now, will it be identical to the first, or have you made some modifications to that first run or what?
Well, it is a different model, Greg. It's a 701. It's a little bit smaller, a little more economical version of his airplane. His is a really, the 750s, what, deep backcountry, really stall capable.
Right.
This is a little bit tuned down a little bit.
Is that right, there, Carson?
To an extent, it still takes off. It'll actually take off shorter than my plane does. But yes, it is. It is a smaller aircraft. It does not have, like, I have, you know, several hundred pounds of useful load, probably close to, oh, I would say 800 pounds of useful load. Whereas this one will have, you know, probably around like 4 or 5.
So a great trainer less. Is what this would really
it's
be.
Perfect trainer, but it's still, I mean, it's very capable. It's a perfect little cruiser. It'll, you know, it's got almost 5 hours of endurance.
Yeah. But 60 grand, really? 60 grand, you could put this thing together and less than a year, have it all set up. You're saying this is very possible then, huh?
It is very possible. There's definitely a way into it, and you can go even cheaper. You know, I'm going to be utilizing some used parts to show that, you know, just you can find great used pieces to put into an aircraft. But even if I went totally brand new, it would probably be less than 75 or 80 grand.
But Dennis can afford that for me. Easy. Right, Dennis?
You could afford that for you.
What?
I mean, I appreciate this. You know, I own a Mooney 201, which, you know, I got lucky and I got mine, you know, several years ago when the prices were still reasonable. To find something, you know, similar capability, you're looking easily in the used market, $150,000. Hmm. So the fact that you can find an airplane or build an airplane that's for the less than the median price of an average new car, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Now, you know, I think you're designing it or looking at like a Rotax engine, which is also going to keep the fuel burn down, which keeps the, utilization and the hourly cost down as well. So all of those things are going to make for a very affordable personal traveling machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we determined that whoever wins this could easily get their pilot certificate for less than $5,000, by the time they fly their own aircraft.
Well, I like the sound of that. I do.
Yeah. It just becomes way more affordable. You know, they'll just have to ensure they can find an instructor who's comfortable flying in a Zenith, and which there are lots out there. Like here in Utah, I could probably find 10. And so, and then also ensure that you found a DPE that would be comfortable giving you a check ride in that aircraft. Well, but I really think it's possible.
Captain Dennis is a CFI, and you can get certified in that pretty easy, can't you?
Actually, there's a 750 in the neighborhood here. So if I needed to, I could go ride with him a little bit and offer him some voluntary instruction. And
we're all set up. If there's any way we can do to grease the wheel for us personally, let us know. Otherwise, I guess we'll let everyone have a shot at this pretty cool giveaway. Once again, it's wearworthy.com. Go check it out, sign up, and subscribe to Carson's YouTube channel if you haven't already.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com. Send us an email and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Are you ready to attend a fly-in like no other? One you will never forget? Well, then join your fellow aviation enthusiasts April 23rd through the 26th for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass in Madisonville, Kentucky. Fly, drive, get a hotel nearby, or camp out under the wing at Madisonville Airport with the expectation of having a great time. Mix and mingle with your fellow Beechcraft and Bonanza owners. But know everyone's welcome to what has evolved into one of the fastest growing fly-in celebrations in the USA. Talks and seminars from some of the biggest names in general aviation will be on site sharing their knowledge. Plus tons of food options, bourbon tastings, live music, fireworks, and more. Go to beachbash.com for all the details and everything you need to fly, drive, or RV into Madisonville, Kentucky Airport, April 23rd to the 26th. That's beachbash.com, BEECH bash.com for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass 2026.